With us today is Gordon G. Chang, and he is concerned. There's a new threat in the Pacific. Gordon, how are you today?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
You have new concerns, a new threat in the Pacific. What's going on?
Friday morning, the State Department issued a statement that raises the possibility that the U.S. will use force against China in the South China Sea. Specifically, Ned Price, the State Department spokesman, pointed out that China was blocking the resupply of Second Thomas Shoal. China was using water cannon on Philippine vessels, as well as blocking their forward movement. And the statement from the State Department says that this action on the part of China could invoke Article 4 of the U.S.-Philippines Mutual Defense Treaty. We have an obligation to use force to protect the Philippines. So this is a grave situation.
Let me get this straight. All of a sudden, you know, we've been talking Taiwan, we've been talking Japan. There is now threats against part of the Philippines?
Yes. China has been intensifying pressure on Second Thomas Shoal in the Philippines since 2012, after Beijing seized Scarborough Shoal from Manila. And this has been an ongoing issue. It flares up every once in a while. Also, there has been Chinese pressure on other Philippine features in the South China Sea. But this time, the State Department felt it was so serious that it had to mention the possibility that the U.S. would use force to protect the Philippines from China. So this is a situation that deserves watching because although, as I mentioned, the Chinese probably will slink away after this statement from Washington, nonetheless, Beijing these days is extremely arrogant, extremely hostile and provocative, and very well may force a confrontation with the Biden administration.
Wow. Wow. Now, you see, I don't understand this. I don't understand why America is giving so much business to the Chinese, especially pushing towards more electric cars. All the batteries are made in China, and we would be dependent on China for replacement batteries, et cetera, et cetera. And then the State Department says, well, if you do this, we're going to do that. You know, I would never give business to what I would say a person that we're going to have confrontation with. How do you read it, Gordon?
I'm 100% with you, John. It is insane for the United States to trade with China and to invest in China, to provide technology to China, when China is configuring its military to kill Americans and to move against our allies. You're referring to the early August executive order from President Biden, which set a goal that half of all American vehicles by 2030 would be electric powered. And as you say, this increases our dependence on China because they're the source of lithium, they supply batteries, and this is, whatever one thinks of climate change, this is not the time to be reinforcing and supporting the Chinese economy as Beijing moves against us.
I was told the other day that we don't think that anything's going to happen for the next 2-3 years with Taiwan. Are you still in that belief?
Well, Taiwan is a number of hot spots, but it's only one of them. So, for instance, we know that China is massing troops in Ladakh, high in the Himalayas. In May of last year, China actually moved its forces south of the line of actual control, in other words, into Indian-controlled territories. China, in a surprise attack on June 15th of last year, killed 20 Indian soldiers. We know that China's been pressuring Japan around the Senkaku Islands, which China claims and calls the Diaoyus. There's all sorts of pressure against features in the South China Sea, as we've just talked about. So the crisis could come anywhere, John. It could be Taiwan, but it could be someplace else. And so we've got to be vigilant, and we've got to confront China in all of these regions, because any one of these can spark history's next great conflict.
What's going on with Afghanistan, India, and Pakistan in that area? That's because that's a certain different region, but they have a lot of China has a lot of influence on it.
Well, China's had long-standing relationships with the Taliban, both before and after 9/11. And after we drove the Taliban from power in Afghanistan, China was supplying arms to the insurgents that were used to kill American and NATO forces. And the Trump administration believes that China was actually paying cash as late as last year to kill American troops in Afghanistan. So we know that China's aims are hostile. China right now is having troubles because the Taliban is having troubles in Afghanistan. But going back to the fall of the Afghan government, one of the things that people don't talk about is that the Indian government was had close relations with the Afghan government, and America's friends in New Delhi were delegitimized by the chaotic and incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan, so much so that the pro-Russian elements in New Delhi have now become more powerful, which means that China will have more sway in India. And India is critically important to the United States because it's a large democracy. It holds down an important front with China. And this is going to be something that the Biden administration is going to have to repair because it is a serious loss for the United States.
Pakistan, Turkey looks like they're getting closer to Russia. Iran is, God knows where they are. Any other comments you have to make before we sign off?
There is so much trouble for the United States in all of those three countries, Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. When things go bad in one place, John, they tend to go bad everywhere because the bad actors act in coordination or they take advantage of the situation. So the United States is in a world of hurt after the fall of Afghanistan.
Understood. And you can always reach or listen to what Gordon has to say at Gordon G. Chang. And he's on 24 hours a day, and if anything is going on, you'll know from Gordon G. Chang first. Gordon Chang, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
John, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, so thank you.
Thank you.